This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Caroline and Uma with you. Linmark is still here to talk to us about Chinese tourist transactions, in particular about how we are among the 10 largest global markets for Chinese tourist transactions. What's going on?
So Malaysia came in ninth on the list of major destinations for Chinese overseas spending. This is based on data recorded by Alipay, so Alibaba's online payment platform, over the May Day weekend. So overall, the holiday saw Alipay process five times as many in-store transactions than last year. And here in Malaysia, Alipay recorded an average per capita spending of nearly 636 ringgit per Chinese tourist.
Well, according to reports, we've overtaken the US on the list as well. Is that correct?
It is. So it's even more remarkable because Alipay was only introduced in Malaysia last year.
That's right.
The top countries for Alipay usage were Hong Kong, Thailand, and South Korea. Singapore came in at 8th and the US at 10th. So I was quite intrigued because, you know, Malaysia, through Bank Negara Malaysia, they've been trying to grow our e-wallet industry.
And it's been super fragmented at the moment.
Yeah, it is. So there are lots of different players in the industry at the moment. But Alipay is now accepted in over 18,000 merchants nationwide. And it's all the merchants in KLIA and KLIA2, as well as other stores like 7-Eleven and Starbucks.
So wait. So Lynn, is it just the young people who are using this? Like I had no idea it was over 18,000 merchants.
Yeah, so I think the Alipay's data showed that the majority of people who used this service were born like in the 1980s and 1990s.
So it is the young people.
So it is the young people.
I asked Lynn. I mean, Lynn is actually a young person, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
There you go.
So taxis partnering with e-hailing app EasyCab are also accepting payment through Alipay.
Right.
So, I mean, if you think about it, it's not surprising that Malaysia's become a larger destination for Chinese tourists, since when they come here, they can shop basically the way they would at home.
Wow, amazing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, I for one would love more of these players to kind of consolidate so we can actually use it. Because right now, if you go to merchants, sometimes even the merchants don't even know how the e-wallet system works.
Yeah,
and they look
true.
At you blankly and I'm just like, never mind, here's some money. Let's take a look at stocks. I saw news about Kananga Investment Bank. They got BNM approval for an acquisition. How's their stock doing?
So Kananga Investments, they've begun talks to acquire the stockbroking business of Interpac, so Interpacific Securities. It's a move which would create one of the largest stockbrokers in the country. So they're hoping to close the deal within 6 months. Kananga Investment Bank closed up 1.7% at 61.5 cents.
All right, Lindmark, thank you very much for that market update. We've got more coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.